all presented by the same people in generally the same area. So we'll start out with 1840. Scott, would you? Do we have a representative here for that? There he is.
Case number 1840 is a nightly rental request for a single-family home at 412 Timberwolf Road. Joseph Kramack is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental of the existing five-bedroom single-family home. Per the assessor's information, the single-family home was built in 2006 and is located in a Timberwolf Estate subdivision, Lot 3. Timberwolf Estate is a three-lot minor subdivision platted in 2010. The lot is 3.3 acres in size and is currently served by a private well and an on-site septic wastewater system. The property to the north is owned by the applicant. Properties located to the east, west, and south are vacant lots in the Wolf Trail Estate subdivision. Project received a total score of 3 on the Western Taney County Division 3 relative policy score sheet. Just a quick PowerPoint of some photos of the front of the home. North side. These are the road. That's the road coming into the home. And this is his driveway here. Here's his parking outline he submitted. Two-car garage and then parking in the enclosed area. In his between these two lots, he's proposing some fruit tree placements for the buffer. Our decision of record is our standard decision of record for special use, with the exception of item 6, which is added with the issuance of a certificate of compliance. A Division 3 special use permit will be issued and executed by the planning administrator. So that's something that I've added to the decision of record. With the five bedroom, it will sleep no more than 12 people and need a total of 6 parking spaces. So I'll pull it up on the pictometry and let the applicant.
Well, ma'am, gentlemen, thanks for the hearing. I'll try to keep it pretty simple. The plan is pretty straightforward. It's a five-bedroom, three-bath. I've started the remodel on it. Currently live there, so I'm about halfway through the remodel. I'm going to do a little bit to the outside of it, but most of the remodel is going to be done in three phases, and it's interior right now. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to entertain them.
Fruit farm?
Yes, sir. Well, it's off of Fruit Farm. Correct. Correct.
Have you had anybody out to assess the septic situation?
When I bought the home, the septic system was in good order. I bought it 2 years ago. So it's was built for a five bedroom, so it's working.
Has there been any on-site inspection of it?
Not since I purchased the home, no.
Okay. How big's the tank?
That I couldn't tell you. That I don't know.
How much lateral?
That I could not tell you as well. Okay. It's a drainage field. It probably goes about 50 yards back from the house and leach lines.
Is it an aerator stop?
As far as
the tank?
Does it have a blower in it?
No. Not that I know of, no. Okay. Not that I'm...
What year did you say that was put in?
It was built in 2006.
2006. Mm-hmm. Did you find anything on record on the sewer records on that?
No permits for planning or sewer. No permits for either one.
No permits for either one.
No.
I think the builder's actually here, so you could probably ask him at some point.
Anyone else got anything they want to ask? Is there anyone else here that wants to speak in support of this project? None. Is there anyone wants to speak in opposition to this project? Okay. Nobody signed up. All right. Do any of you, he says the builder is here, or would you like to hear what he has to say, George?
I would.
I think he might be here. Steve, anyways, was the builder on the project. I don't know if he's around or not. Who? I saw his truck. Steve, SMB.
On the side.
Oh, maybe your truck. Okay.
I think I might have a couple inches.
Can you give us any light on the sewer system?
Typically, we install 1,000-gallon tank. Not 100% sure on the reach line, but it's probably, I think it's usually 250 feet of the lateral line.
Why was it not permitted?
I believe it's over the 3 acres that we don't have to have a permit for and stuff like that, but...
Okay. The subdivision was platted in 2018.
Yeah. Who did the install?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have you talked to Taney County Fire to see what kind of...
Yes, I have. I've talked... You're gonna need? Yes, I have, and they've recommended a couple of people that can... do the install for me if I get it approved.
Anything else from the commission here?
I think it would need more lateral line than that, but until it surfaces, is there anything we can do about that?
No. It would just be a non-conforming functioning system until it failed. Then you'd have to bring it to state standard.
That system is not big enough.
I don't know if that's the correct. I'm just from that's 2006. So
sure.
It's kind of hard for me to remember if it's
300
gallons.
Sure.
300. I don't know for sure. But
well, time will tell.
Sure.
Because if it's not big enough in that many bedrooms, it will fail.
Sure.
If you get that many people in there concentrated in a big weekend.
Sure, flushing it several times is not, drainage isn't as well in this area as it is in others, sure.
Yeah.
Are you all licensed installers for septic?
If they owned the property and that, then that size of piece, they didn't need to be an installer, did they?
Yeah.
Back then? Well, it was not platted until 2010.
It was not platted. The best I can tell is a big chunk.
It was a big chunk at that time.
Yeah.
So that alleviates that.
The house went up before it got platted.
Yeah. I hate all the unknowns.
Go ahead.
But I don't see any reason not to okay this application.
That's it.
There's a motion on the floor to approve. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion before we vote? Are we ready for a vote? All in favor signify by the raising of the right hand. Aye. Saying aye. All opposed, same sign. One opposed.
So 6-1.
Motion carries. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Joe, what we'll have is a decision of record that we'll have made and mailed to you a copy of, and then we'll start working towards getting it finalized. It needs to be recorded within 120 days.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, Scott. We're going to hear public comment on the next three at one time.
Actually, we got case number 1841 first.
Yes.
Woodbridge Estates duplex.
Oh, okay. We got one before that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. SMBZ LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing duplexes to be constructed on 19 lots located in Woodbridge Estates Drive and Jamie Court, Branson, Missouri. On December 20th, 2004, the Planning Commission approved a Division 3 requests by William Long to develop a 45-lot subdivision named Woodbridge Estates. Of the 37 platted lots in Phase 2, the southern 18 lots are accessed by Jasmine Drive and is built out with single-family homes on each lot. The north 19 lots of Phase 2 are accessed by Woodbridge Estates Drive and currently have no lots with completed structures. The property will be served by Public Water District No. 2 for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The properties to the east is a 122-acre parcel. Properties to the north and south are single-family homes. Property to the west is an undeveloped 6-acre parcel. The eastern Taney County relative policy score was 7. That's the entrance. That would be Woodbridge Estates Drive. We'll pull up the maps. This is just showing you the roads. I believe that one's looking towards the east. That one's back towards the west. And there's a high line or a sewer line clear cut through. This other side is the other part of Phase 2 that's built out. There's the applicant's concept, I believe, got in your packet. Picture of the duplexes. And then the decision of record. If you decide to approve Division 3 Permit 1841, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance, or Division 2 permit will be required for the construction of the duplexes. Three, a one-hour fire-rated wall from the foundation to the roof decking shall be required between dwelling units. Four, each dwelling unit shall have access to the existing road. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And six, the decision of record shall be filed with Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Will the applicant come forward, please? Give us a kind of a summary of what you're planning on doing. Okay, that's the same as what we have on our flat thing. Okay. Any of you want to look at this larger? Commission have any questions that they wish to submit at this time?
This is the same building plan for all your building.
That's kind of an idea, concept of what we plan on doing. It's not set in stone. That's exactly what we're doing. Just kind of an idea to show an example of what could be going in there. We did end up modifying two of the lots to some green space that is shown on the other plat that I drew up, and it has overflow parking, extra parking, roughly 16 extra parking spots.
Is this the concept that you're talking about as far as layout?
Yes.
Are they side by side, or how are they going to be?
They're going to be stacked on top of each other. And off to the left is the stairs that go down to the lower unit.
Right. That's what I was confused. Where are you going to put your firewall? How are you going to put concrete floors?